sulfur molasses in the springtime. You know, we had to be purged with sulfur and molasses. And always calomel once a year in the spring.
And what was the purpose for that?
To prepare you for the next year and rid your system of superfluous bile. Mm-hmm. You get yourself ready to take on another year. Now, wouldn't the doctors hoot at that? And let's see, what else?
What about for colds or congestion and that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. Coal oil with a lump sugar with 2 or 3 drops of coal oil was administered in case of a bad cough.
Uh-huh.
Whooping cough included.
Uh-huh.
And then you always rub with some kind of chest antiphlogistine or something, you know, the harder it's stuck and the louder it smelled, the sooner the cure.
Uh-huh.
Let me see.
Were there any other treatments for minor childhood?
No. I think all most of the childhood diseases, they recommended just keep the child out of school and in bed.
Mm-hmm. What about for stomach aches and upset stuff?
Well, nature took care of that mostly. You know, with children, they're able to get rid of something that disagrees
mm-hmm.
with them. If they've got colic, well, then paragoric.
Mm-hmm.
Stomach cramps from green apples or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Relief was paragoric.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, I think nature takes care of children along mm-hmm. that line.
What about, can you remember any little habits or customs or things that were done around your house that maybe aren't done anymore?
Well, I can't answer for anybody else, but I, from my own memory, there were 2 things that my mother never let go by at night. And one was to say, "Sambo, did your bowels move today?" "Yes." "Well, come on and kneel and let's say our prayers." So we said, "Now lay me down to sleep."
Uh-huh.
I still say it.
So, praying and making sure your bowels move.
And sucking my daddy's cane. Mama said she reared me on mud. You know, my daddy used a cane. And, of course, walking along, we had no paved streets then or paved sidewalks. So walking along, the cane accumulated dirt, mud.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, in a day or two, that was nice and hard, made a good sucker. And she said so many, many times she catch me sitting down by the hall tree, sucking the end of my daddy's cane.
Hmm.
Well, you know, have you ever smelled fresh mud?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's delectable. So, if I'm healthy now, it was from sucking that cane.
What about things that your mother did to keep up the house? Do you remember, for example, on wash day, what did she use, and was there any, can you remember any details from
Sort of had an average home, I guess, and in those days servants were quite plentiful and their fees were not exorbitant. But we always had a wash lady who came on Monday
mm-hmm.
and did the washing,
mm-hmm.
and she came on Thursday and did the ironing.
Mm-hmm.
And on wash day it was quite an event because she put the big black kettle on, half full of water
mm-hmm.
with soap. And I can see her now stirring it around. She'd say, "It's almost ready to put the clothes in." So we didn't think our clothes were washed if Marcelina didn't boil them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I remember, like it was yesterday, she used a flat iron.
Mm-hmm.
Electric iron was unheard of.
Well, was there electricity in the
area? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But everybody used flat irons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, when I visited my sister over in Oakville, like she and her husband had a chain of drugstores in George West, Oakville, and Three Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
They just had kerosene lamps. And I